Okay, we are picking up from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, five lamas from the bottom. Picking up the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Shum, Rabbi Losi ben Zimra, says the following: Kol Yosef Betainus B'Shabbes, Kol Yosef Betainus B'Shabbes, Korin L'Gzar Dino Shel Shivim Shana. Someone who fasts on Shabbos, he will have a Gzar Din of 70 years be removed for him. So, what are we talking about? Tosfos points out we're talking about someone who has a Tanis Chalom. So, someone has a bad dream. There's a halacha that he's supposed to fast that day. So that applies even on Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying that someone who fasts on Shabbos is Korin Lo Gzar Dino for 70 years. Rashi seems to imply that Achronim Amardayik, that Sof Stam, that a person wants to do tshuva, especially on Shabbos, is the day of tshuva, and you could even fast on Shabbos for tshuva. It seems to be implied by Rashi, however, we definitely are not knowing like that Rashi. However, the Gemara says, even when a person is fasting, let's go to Tosfos Shabbos for Tanis Chalom, he's fasting on that day, you're still being over on the din of Oneg Shabbos. You're supposed to have delight and enjoy Shabbos. So if you're not enjoying it by fasting, so the Gemara asks, "Ma'at Akante, what should you do to get a kapara for the fact that you didn't enjoy Shabbos?" Amar Rav Nachman, but the Tanisa liyasev Tanisa la Tanisa. You make up another fast the next day. The Rashba says it's not a full fledged chiyuv to make up. So that means that on Sunday you should be making up the fact that you fasted on Shabbos as a kapara for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. Interesting din. But either way, the Rashba says someone's very weak. He doesn't necessarily have to do that. But so that's what the din of Shulchan Aruch by Tanis Chalom quotes this halacha. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Chana etichad dvarim kapi mala. Chana literally threw herself her tefillahs up towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning she talked with a little bit of chutzpah. Shenemar v'tispalel al Hashem. She spoke against Hashem, so to speak. That's what the lashon of al Hashem. Lamed shetichah dvarim kapi mala, that she was like complaining and saying things in a little bit of a chutzpahdik manner. Ramar b'lazar Eliyahu etich dvarim kapi mala. Eliyahu spoke in a little bit in a disrespectful manner towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'ata isibos eliba machornis. She was complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying that you turned Klal Yisrael against you, that this Yetzer Hara, that's the only reason that they're doing bad, is because of the Yetzer Hara that you gave them. You made them bad people. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Menayin Shechal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ended up agreeing that Eliyahu, he says, you're right, Nechtiv Asher Hari Osi, the Pasuk in Micha later on, so many generations later, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really saying that I did create evil, and you're right. So the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Modet Eliyahu, so why is the Gemara critical of his Lashon? So they bring down that really maybe you're not supposed to complain in that manner. You shouldn't have said it in such a way. You know, disrespectfully, could have said it a little bit nicer. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. El Malay Shalosh Mikos Alalo Nispatadu Aglaim Shal Sona Yisrael. Had it not been for these three psukim that were going to save us, then we would have lost all of our koach. We would have been nismutadu. We would have faltered down. Aglaim Shal Sona Yisrael. It's a euphemism. Whenever it says Shal Sona Yisrael, always referring to Klal Yisrael. That Chas V'Shalom, very bad things would happen to Klal Yisrael if it not been for these three psukim. What are they? Chadech Sev Asher Hariosi. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right, I created Ra. I give them lashon of I made a yitzer hara. I gave them a yitzer hara. V'chadach siv hinei kachomer biyad hayotzer kenatem biyadi bnei Yisrael. We say this, a very famous piyut we say on Yom Kippur is a reference from this pasuk taken from Yirmiyahu. The pasuk says again, this is like by the clay by the potter. So too Akash Baruch Hu, so too we are in the hands of Akash Baruch Hu, so to speak, that he created our yitzer hara. So he created our deficiencies and the thing that we're not good in. So therefore, it's ki'ilu his fault. So therefore, he can't blame us when we sin. Obviously, this is not true. We still have the Bechira Chavshis, but the point is, if it had not been for these psukim, we'd be totally wiped out for our averos. V'chadech siv, v'hasirosi es lev ha'inu b'sarachem. I'll remove from you the hearts of stone that you have. V'nasati lechem lev basar. I'll give you the hearts of normal human beings. That, again, that we don't have rachmanas, we're not merciful towards others or anything like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I gave you that heart. I gave you that evan, that heart of stone. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that really, again, it's his fault for creating us in the way, in the chemical makeup that he did. Rav Papa Amar Mehacha. Papa says from the following pasuk, "V'esruchi etein bekirbechem v'asisis yisher bechekit teilechu." That I will give you my ruach in you, and then you're going to do what I want you to do. V'asher bechekit teilechu, you're going to go with my chukim, my laws. So, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us his ruach, his spirit in us. And that sounds like we didn't necessarily have that beforehand, and that's why we're sinning. So that was the psukim about these psukim that are our defense against why we sin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Moshe teach dvarim klapi mala. Moshe also spoke in a little bit of a disrespectful manner towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar vayispala Moshe el Hashem. So he says that Moshe davin to Hashem. So Gemara has a drashon al tikra el Hashem, ela al Hashem. Rather, he spoke against Hashem. Shekein, Devei Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Korin La'alf and Ayin, and Vayin La'alf. It's a drusha that we have. That person could switch the lashon of the Ayin and Aleph to make a drusha. So to hear a drusha that Hashem doesn't speak to Hashem, rather spoke against Hashem. Now, Chonam asked, why do you have to say like this? Why do you have to say that Moshe spoke against Hashem? When it did, by Chana, it says explicitly Al Hashem. So why are you assuming that Moshe had to? They leave it in Sarachian, a big question why that should be. Either way, the Gemara continues, Devei Rabbi Yana, Amrei Mehacha. The question, why did Moshe speak a little bit disrespectful? Not from that pasuk, rather from the lashon of Vedizahav. The Vedizahav is written in the beginning of Dvar, when Moshe gives his Musar Shmuz to Klal Yisrael, he uses the lashon of Vedizahav. So the Gemara says the drasha, what is this lashon of Vedizahav? Amai Vedizahav, Amrei Devei Rabbi Yana, Kachamar Moshe Lepnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is what Moshe said in front of Hashem. Ribono Sholala, Bishvil Kach Hashem, Bishvil Kesef Vezav Sheishpatla Meisrael, Ad Shem Rudaihu, Garam Shasu Zaegel. That you gave them so much money until they said the lashon of Vedi is die. That enough. They said, we have so much money, we don't need any more. Right? Hashem's going to give us so much bracha, we're going to say enough. So too, Klal Yisrael said after they left Mitzrayim, they had so much money, they said, it's enough. So what happened? So Hashem Dayu Garam Shasu's Egel. They were so wealthy, that's what created them to make this Egel out of Zahav and Kesef and all the silver and gold that they had from Mitzrayim. Once we're on the subject of sinning, once you have a lot of wealth, so the Mara is going to continue with different memers on that subject. The Mara says that a lion doesn't roar mitoch kupa, again, in ari nohe mitoch kupa shel tevin. A lion doesn't roar from a basket of straw, el mitoch kupa shel basar, so from real meat, from fat meat, meaning representing of the gashmias, that a person has too much material wealth, that could lead to him doing averas. Amar b'yoshe mashal adam, shayisal para khusha, another mashal, another parable we could give for this, is a person has a cow, khusha, that was very lean, ubaila seivarim, very bony and very disgusting. Ha'achila Christians would give it vetches, which were something that was considered a delicacy that would make the animal very fat. And then all of a sudden the animal got very big and started kicking its master. Amrle, the master says to the animal, to the cow, who got you the ability that you'd be so big that you start kicking me? Is only the vetches that I gave you. So it should be that what are you doing? I'm the reason that you got to this wealth. So to Akash Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, I gave you all this wealth and you're using it against me? What a chutzpah. Another mashal for what it is, a person sins with too much wealth. What is it? That a person had a child, the son, so he washed him, he anointed him, he gave him food, he gave him drink, and then he gave him money on his neck, wrapped around his neck, as a necklace, Veoshivu al Pesach Shel Zonas. He put him in front of a prostitution house. So you got him all dressed up for this occasion, and the person's obviously going to sin. So too, when Hashem gave him so much gold and wealth, when they were just so much Avodah Zarah, it's obvious that they were going to do Avodah Zarah with that wealth. Amar Vacha Breid Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshes Hainu Damar Inchi. This is what people say. Male krese zaine bisha. If you fill the stomach, you're going to start doing evil. A person who gets too full and doesn't forget about Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to start doing evil. Shenemar kimara osim vayizba'u. That when a person is upon coming to their pasture and they get satisfied, savayo vayarem libam. That they're going to start forgetting and they're going to get haughty. Al kein shachachuni. They're going to get haughty. And then what's going to happen? They're going to forget about me, says Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nachman Amar Mahacha. Rav Nachman says that the following pasuk is the lashon that you'll forget about Hakadosh Baruch Hu when things are too good for you. You'll get very haughty and you'll forget about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk in Chumash and Dvarim says that already. Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Klal Yisrael. Chashavta Hashem. Rabbanu Merachah ve'alcha ve'savah ve'dashin upana el Elohim achrim. The hemshech of the pasuk says that you are going to eat a lot. You're going to grow fat, and then what happens? You're going to turn Chas v'Shalom to other gods. It continues ve'ibayseim. Another pasuk that says this. We're getting kunim pasukim all throughout the Torah and Nach that quote this. Merachah va'yishman yishun va'yivad. Also a pasuk in Dvarim that it says that the Klal Yisrael is going to get fat, so to speak, from their wealth. And also, Vayibat, they're going to kick HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the side and not pay attention to him. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmina, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yonasan rather, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Vahodeh LeMoshe, that Hashem listened to Moshe's time and said, Taka, you're right, Moshe. Shenemar V'keser Beitlein V'zav V'asu L'Baal. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Hosea says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I gave them so much money v'zav asu l'baal, and they used it to make avodah zara, and Hashem was saying that so did I gave them that money, so Hashem was taking the blame, so to speak, by saying I gave them that money. Continues the Gemara now on the drushas of Moshe Rabbeinu who was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaydavar Hashem Moshe lech reid, Moshe go down, because this was right after Cheda Egel. So says the Gemara, my lech reid, that you should go down. Amar Belazar Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le Moshe lech reid megedulascha, you should go down from your high position. The only reason I put you as a high position, the king of Klal Yisrael, is because of them. And now, now that they sinned, I don't need you as the leader anymore. I'm done. Moshe was so, he was weakened by this. He was so sad by this. He wasn't able to speak. He was so embarrassed. What happened? He wasn't able to speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then what does Hashem say right after that? Release me, and I am going to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. So what is that? What happens over there? Moshe says, wait a second. Is Hashem saying, release me? As if I'm holding it back? I'm not holding it back. So Moshe said, wait, it must be that I am holding it back. And therefore Moshe realized that this was Shaykh, that it was his ability to stop this. And he got strong and strengthened himself. And then he strengthened himself and able to daven and ask for mercy for Klal Yisrael. Mashal Melech, we can give a parable that there's a king. Shekas al bano v'aya makeo maka gedola. And he wanted to hit his son a very big patch on the head. V'aya yoshev lefanav. And the king's top right hand man, the guy who he loves, was sitting right in front of him. And he was afraid to say them, to tell him anything. Don't hit your head. What are you doing? Don't hit your son like that. Amar Melech il malay avezei sheyoshev lefanecha lefanai haragticha. He tells his son, had it not been for this Joe over here, I would have killed you already. So then the Joe realizes, wait a second, Amar davar zeh talibi, realizes, whoa, I should do something about this. Miad amed batzilo. He's going to say, no king, don't do this. So therefore, obviously, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the parable over here. Ve'ata hinicha li v'yichar apil b'hem ve'ocham v'ses chalagoy gadol. The pasuk says, release me and I'll throw my wrath on them, and then I'm going to make you a great nation, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar bi'abau ilmala mikra kasuv yeshu la'omro. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, so to speak, release me. What does that mean? Me'labet she'tavso Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu ka'adam she'utofes es chavera be'bigdo. So to speak, obviously these are deeper, very, very deep in Yonim. Don't literally take them literally, but it says that Moshe held Hashem, whatever that means. Can't hold a shechina, these are very deep things. But either Moshe held Hashem, and Hashem says, let me go. I'm not only letting you go if you forgive Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara of Eschel Oscha Lagoy Gadol. Again, continuing about the Cheta Egel, I'm going to make you a great nation. Amar Belazar, Amar Moshe Lifnei Kosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shalolam, Uma Kisa Shalosh Regalim. There's Shalosh Reglayim. There's a three pronged chair that stands up. Ene Yochel Amod Lefanecha B'Shas Kasecha. If the Zchus and Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, that they're the three pronged chair, that's the parable over here. If they can't stand before you, Kisa Shalregal Echad Al Kachas Kama Kama. That you think that if you make a nation out of me, that I'm going to be able to withstand my zechus is eventually going to be able to withstand when my children sin. So Elamai, it's not going to be able to. So therefore, you may as well keep Klal Yisrael. Lo od elashiyesh be boshes panim ma'avosei. I'm also going to be so embarrassed for my forefathers. What are they going to say? Ashav yomer ro panes. Look at this leader. Shemit abelam beged eshkulot se'atzer lo gish lem rachamim. They're going to create the nation out of me. Everyone's going to say, he just didn't care. He didn't bother davening to Hashem to save Klal Yisrael. He just said, oh, let him kill everyone. And then I'll take over. I'll be the next king. I'll be the only one. No, I don't have to deal with all the headaches. So therefore, so Moshe, please forgive them. Continues the Gemara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayachal Moshe es pnei Hashem. Vayachal, Moshe es pnei Hashem. We say this on the fast days. Moshe pleaded in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to have the drush and the lashon and the vayachal of pleading. Amar Abelazar melamed she'amad Moshe b'tfilah pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad shehichluhu. So he literally was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was so persistent. He became so importune to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rava Amar ashehefer lo nidra, until he was the lashon of vayachal is the lashon of removing his vow. Ksiv acha vayachal. It says over here vayachal that Moshe was literally pleading. We're taking the lashon of ksiv hasam lo yachel dvaro. Person should not profane his words when it comes to nedarim. Person shouldn't violate what he says. So says the Gemara. V'amar mar who eno meachal v'alachir achilin lo. The drasha is that I cannot annul my own vow. However, someone else can annul my vow. So therefore, says Gemara, so that Hashem, Moshe was annulling the vow of Hashem to destroy Klal Yisrael. Now Shmuel says even more so, Moshe was willing to die for Klal Yisrael. He says to Hashem, if you're going to kill all of Klal Yisrael, I want to get rid of me too. Don't write my name in the book. You see how much Moshe is most a true leader, how much he cared about his people. Amar Rav, Amar Yitzchak Malamed, Shehichla Aleihem Midas Rachamim, that he caused the midah rachamim to be employed, the midah of rachmanas and mercy in front of Hashem to be employed. Rabbanu Amar Melamed Shamar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Moshe said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, chulin lecha ma'asos kol davar hazeh. Lashon of vayachal is lashon of chulin. Don't do this. It's below you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayachal Moshe Shpnei Hashem. That is the one another drasha. Tanya Belezer Gadol Omer. What's this lesson? Melamed Shamar Moshe Betfila Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ad She'achzosav Achilo. Until he was seized by Achilo. What is this Achilo? It's a type of sickness. What is it? My Achilo. Amar Belezer Eishel Atzamos. That you're going to have a fire come from your bones. So Gemara says, what does that mean, fire from their bones? My eshal atzamos, what does that mean? So it says Gemara, Marbaye eshta de garme, he's going to have fever from the bones. He got so sick, he got a crazy fever from davening so hard for Klal Yisrael. Zechor la'avram li'itzak li'akob avdech, again, hemshech of Moshe's tefillah, asher nishpata lahem, so it says Gemara, asher nishpata lahem, bach, my, bach, what's this lashon that you, on your name, bach, Amar Belazar, Amar Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, ribono sholalom, ilo nishpata lahem b'shamayim ba'aretz, if you made a swearing on the, you swore to the four, to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, on the Shemayim Baretz, it's a Makshem Shemayim Baretz, Betelem Kach Shvascha Batila. The earth can be destroyed, and the world can be destroyed. However, Avram Nishbata Lehem, Beshimcha Godel, you said Bach, he said, I swear in my name Hashem. Hashem swore in his name to the Avos that he's gonna make them a Goy Godel Ve'atzum, and come bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Mashimcha Godel Chavekam Ve'olamim Alamim. It's something that can't be annulled. Your name is forever. Hashem is the eternity. Kach Shvascha Kemas Le'olam Lememem. So too is the Shvua that you made for the Klaus, for the Avos, was never going to be batel, and you should therefore not destroy Klal Yisrael. But to the Baal Ahem, Arbayat Zarachem, Kukhufay HaShemayim, the Cholat Zazar Sher Marti Eschem, again, the Hemshech of Moshe's Tefillah, he says that you promised that the children are going to be like the stars of the earth, and also the Cholat Zazar Sher Marti Eschem, and also the land of Eretz Yisrael is going to be for them. So says Gemara, what's this Loshon? Ha'aretz Hazos Asher Amarti, the land which you are, that you said now, it's Amarta, you said to them, should be Loshon of Asher Amarti, Asher Amarta, Mibaylei. It's not the Loshon of Amarti you're saying now, rather, saying to them that you said to the forefather, you said to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So it says the Gemara, Amar Belazar Ad Kan Divrei Talmid Kan Vedach Divrei Rav. No, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is starting to speak. Hashem is saying that I promise to bring them into the land. That's one man Amar. Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amar Elu VeElu Divrei Talmid. No, Moshe Rabbeinu is continuing his sentence. So why does it see Lashon of Asher Amarti? Sounds like Hashem is speaking, not Asher Amarta that you Hashem said. Elakach Amar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe was saying in front of Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam Dvarim Shamarta Lecha Leichamor Lehem B'Shmi. So you know, Asher Amarti is what you told me. What did Hashem tell Moshe when he first came and became the leader of Klal Yisrael? Hashem told Moshe to go to Mitzrayim, go to Egypt, and tell all Klal Yisrael he's going to bring them out of the Gullus and bring them to the Gula and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Halachti Amarti Lehem B'Shimcha, and I said in your name that they're going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, and now I lied. Achshav Ma Ne'amar Lehem, I'm going to be like a liar if you don't allow them to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara continues now with a drasha. It's interesting. This drasha is not by the Chet HaEgel anymore. We're moving now to the drasha in Shlach when the Klal Yisrael sinned by the Meraglim, and they cried after the Meraglim. So Gemara says, "Mibili Achoz Hashem," that Hashem wouldn't be able to bring Klal Yisrael. And Moshe was begging that the other nations are going to say that Hashem can't bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So it says Gemara, "Mibili Achoz Hashem." Yachol Hashem Mibayla. What kind of Moshe would never say you can't do this? So it should have said that Hashem obviously can bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe is saying in front of Hashem, "Ribono Shel Olam, Achshav Yomer Umaslam Tashash Kochol Kenakiva Inachol Atzil." That what is the other nation is going to say? He couldn't bring this stubborn nation into Klal Yisrael. He's not such a great God. He's not the God of gods. He's not the everything. So it says Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem responded to Moshe, V'alok Faro, Nesim V'Gurosh Hasiti Lehem Al Yam. Everyone heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Everyone saw what happened. Amar Lefon of Ribono Shel Olam. So Moshe responded, Adayin Esh Lomar Melech Echad Yachol Amod Lashem V'Echad Melechem Ena Yachol Amod. No, they're going to say that you could only stand up to Paro, who's the king of one nation. However, for the 31 nations of all the nations who are living in Canaan, which were the 31 nations, you're not going to be able to withstand. And that's why you killed off all of Klal Yisrael, because you're not going to be able to withstand the war that they're going to have to deal with. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Minan Shechazak HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hodeh LeMoshe. How do we know that Hashem was actually Moda? He ended up being Chozer, but he retracted what he said. He said, Moshe, right? Shenemar V'Yomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, that I'm going to forgive you on your words. Because of what you said, you're correct. Tana Devar Yishmael Kidvarecha Atidim Umos Ha'olam Lamarkein, that the nations of the world are going to say like this. You're actually right, Kidvarecha. What your argument was a good argument. They are going to argue that I wouldn't be able to bring them Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's going to be a big Chilul Hashem, and therefore I'm not killing off Klal Yisrael. Ashrei Talmid Sherabba Modela, how praiseworthy is he, who is the Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is being Moda to what he's admitting that he's right. V'ulam Chayani, so the Pasuk says, V'ulam Chayani, this is where Hashem was actually, the little Pasuk, this is where Hashem was promising that this generation, for 40 years, everyone's going to die out, and then only the next generation is going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Gemara Chayani, Amar Rav, Amar Yitzchak Melamed, Shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemoshe, Hechiesani, Bidvarechas. This is obviously a drasha, because that Pasuk, the Pasuk, Hashem's Chayani is making a Shvua that only the next generation is going to go into Eretz Yisrael. However, the drasha is, he's saying, Hechiani b'devarecha, you revived me with your words, and therefore I'm not killing off Klal Yisrael. Continues Gemara, Darav Shor, Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Simlai, had a drasha, Simlai, had a drasha, La'olam Yisrael, Adam Shem, Chalash, Gosh, Baruch, Vakach, Yisrael. A person should always be first announce the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he should only daven. Milah Moshe, how do we know this? From Moshe, Rabbi Nechziv, Vayischanan El Hashem. The Pasuk in Vayischanan says Hashem, that at first Moshe was about to beseech Hashem, and Ba'isai at that time, Nechziv, what does it say right after that? Hashem Elokim Atachi Losa, Larosa Zavdechaz Kalach Vayaschan Chazaka. He doesn't actually start davening. What does he say? Hashem, you begin to show me your Eved, which is me, how great you are, Etzer Chazak, how strong you are, Asher Mi El Bashamayim Varz Asher Kamasech Rasa. There is nothing on this world, no entity on this world that could do like you. You are the greatest. Only then Moshe Rabbeinu begins to ask Hashem for his tefillah. What was that tefillah? Ebra Nava Eretz Arz Tova. He wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, and that was the end of this. Amad Siman Maisim Tzedaka Korban Kohen Tainis Minel Barzel. I heard once there was a very inan up his soul to read all the simanim of the Gemara. Amar Belazar Gedola Tefillah Yosef Maisim Tovin. Rabbi Belazar says over here that tefillah is greater in a certain sense than doing good deeds. How do I know that? She'en Lecha Gadol Maisim Tovin Yosef Moshe. Moshe had the most good deeds in the world. He was only answered b'schus his tefillah. Shenemar al tosef daber elai, that Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem was saying that when Moshe Rabbeinu is beseeching Hashem so many times, I think 580 over the gematria over there by Eschanan, was how many times he damed to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, stop, enough, I can't hear it. If you say it again, I'm going to have to listen to you. V'samichle, what happens right after that? Aleh rosh hapiska, Hashem said, I'll at least allow you to go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, that only was b'schus your tefillah, not b'schus your ma'isim tovim. Continues the Gemara, Rama Elazar gedola tainis Yosef ben atzdaka. And tainus is greater than tzedakah, actually fasting. My taima zebegufa zebemono. When you give money, you don't actually feel it on your body. However, if you afflict yourself through fasting, that is on a greater level because you're actually physically afflicting your body. Could be also that's why mitzvah shebegufa, we don't apply shlichus by that because you have to do it on your own goof. Okay, there's more now. Rabbi Elazar, gedola tefillah yoser mina korbanos. Tefillah is greater than korbanos. How do I know this? Shenemar lama li'rov zivchechem. So this is the pasuk in the beginning of Yeshayahu. We lay on Shabbos Chazon. Hashem says, why I don't need all your korbanos. Also, after that it says, u'vifarischem kapechem. When you spread your hands in tefillah, I also don't need that. But why does it have to mention that if you don't need your korbanos, obviously you're not going to answer your tefillahs either. So it sounds like, no, if I don't answer your korbanos, like, there's still a chance I would answer your tefillahs. The chiddush of the pasuk of Yeshayahu is telling you, even your tefillahs I don't want anymore. But the chiddush is that tefillah was greater than korbanos. Amri Melchanan, kol koin shargas nefesh, lo yisa es kapa. Once we're on the drusha of this pasuk in Yirmiyahu, we quote the end of that pasuk. We say that a kohen who kills someone, even by accident, is not supposed to be doing the duchening. Shne'emar yadechem damim mileyu, that your hands are full of blood. And the pasuk before was ufarischem yadechem, you spread your hands. Spreading out the hands in the Birkas Kohanim, and this is a real halacha. So it's a shaila about soldiers in the Israeli army who kill Arabs. Okay, that's not for now. Rabbi Elazar says that that the days of Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the special koach HaTfilah anymore, and the gates of Tfilah are closed. The pasuk in Eicha, Yirmiyahu says that I'm going to call out Hashem, and however my tefillah is shut. It's a beautiful song. I think it's from Avram Vader, Mordechai, I don't remember. It's from this Gemara. That Hashem doesn't close the gates of tears. The gates of tears are always open. Hashem, don't be silent. Sounds like Hashem, that my tefillah, what's the drasha? That your tears are going up to Shemayim, just don't be silent and don't overlook them. That the tefillah has got to, already got to heaven, it just needs to be looked at by Kadosh Baruch Hu and not be silent. Rava logazar tanisa biyoma da'aviyeh. Rava would not, now just on the subject of a tainis, Rava would not be gozer a tainis on a day where it's cloudy. Why? Mishum shenemar, sakusa ba'anan. Literally, you build yourself a wall around with a cloud, meaning that it's cloudy. Lech ma'vor tefillah. And it says, do not pass with tefillah. It sounds, so there's a drasha, he was saying that a person, that when the clouds are there, it's ki'ilu that the shemaim is closed up and Hashem doesn't want to answer your tefillahs. Continues the Gemara, Rama Lazar, b'yom shechar beis hamikdash, nifsaka choma shabarza bin yisol avim sheshavayim. That an iron wall is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shenemar v'ata, the Hashem is referring to Yechezkel now, who was in the Galus already. Kach lecha machvas, and a lot of the Maros of Nevuah were remazim. They were parables to understand things. So Yechezkel was told to do what? Take a machvas barzel, an iron pan. V'nasata osel kir barzel v'incha v'na'ir. That you should put it on the wall between you and the city to represent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer wants to listen to our tefillahs. Amar chanin, amar chinina, kol amarach mitfilasa ain't tefillah chozer rakam. Someone who has a long tefillah, is very careful and says it very slowly, then it's not going to come up empty-handed. Minela Moshe, how do I know from Moshe Rabbeinu Shenemar v'espalel el Hashem, that I dive into Hashem, chesiv basrin, it says right after, v'ishma Hashem elai, gam b'pem Hashem, Hashem, listen to me on this time as well. Eini v'hara b'chira v'rabar m'yochan and k'marach v'tvazo ma'ayin v'asof v'adadechev, that a person who davens and he's ma'ayin by literally, he's thinking about it. Rashi points out, what do you mean thinking about it? That you're excited, that you're waiting for it to come because you daven so well. You know you daven, you literally poured out your heart and you're waiting for Hashem to answer that tefillah. So says the Gemara that you're going to come, chas v'shalom, dekev lev, you're going to be very disappointed and your heart's going to start hurting because Hashem's not going to answer you. Shenemar, t'chalta v'moshcha mechle lev. A long tefillah will literally be moshech, will bring you out and it'll make you machle lev, it'll make you sick. My takante, what is your takana? Yasuk b'torah. A person should learn Torah. Shenemar ve'etz chaim taveh bav. A person will have Eitz Chaim, a tree of life. Taveh bav, his desires will be fulfilled. What is this tree? The tree of life. Ve'en Eitz Chaim ela Torah. Shenemar Eitz Chaim l'machazikin bav. The famous passage that we say before putting away the Torah is there's a reference to the Torah. Eitz Chaim l'machazikin bav. That the Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. Lokashas, this is Gemara. Hadamarach ma'ayin bav. Hadamarach v'lo ma'ayin bav. If you say it very slowly and methodically and carefully, but you're not ma'ayin, but you don't necessarily wait for Hashem when you're answering this tefillah. Rather, you just say it, and you say it very slowly and carefully, then Hashem is going to answer it. However, if you're ma'ayin, but you're waiting every second, when Hashem, when you're answering, then it will not be answered. Amar b'chanina, imra adam shispal v'lo nene, if a person sees that his tefillah, that he's davening, and Hashem is not answering, then don't give up, keep davening. Yachzor v'yispal, how do I know? Shnemar, the pasuk says, kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yam mitzabecha v'kaveh el Hashem, that you should help, hope for a kosh baruch, chazak. He'll give you right. He'll put you on course, and then what? He's going to then you again ask for hope. So if you're not answered, you should keep hoping. There are four things in the world that a person needs to be mechazik himself in. What are they? What do you need? Chizikin. What do you need? Strengthen. Ve'elo and Torah. The learning of Torah, b'maisim tovim, doing good deeds, tefillah, davening, v'derech eretz. What is derech eretz? Rashi points out a person who's a merchant who's selling things, or people going to war, meaning derech eretz, the way of the world, people doing things in the way of the world, the working and all of those things need chizuk. Torah, maisim tovim, how do I know that Torah, maisim tovim need chizuk? They need strength. Minayin shenemar rak chazak v'yametz me'od lishma v'lasos. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling, I believe this is to Yoshua, right? Yeah, it was to Yoshua, who says, rak chazak v'yametz, that a person, you should be courageous, lishma v'lasos, kichol haTorah. So chazak b'torah ve'ametz b'maisim torah, that you should be mechazak yourself in Torah and ametz, and also again make yourself courageous and strong with regards to encourage to maisim tovim. With regards to, we see that maisim tovim also for good deeds also need strength. Tefillah minayin, how do I know tefillah also needs strength? Shenemar kaveh l'Hashem ve'ametz libecha ve'kaveh l'Hashem. That's a lashon of tefillah, and again you're ve'ametz libecha, lashon of courage and strengthening yourself for tefillah is that lashon as well. Derech eretz minayin, how do I know derech eretz? The way of the world and doing things, again preparing for melchama was one of the examples Rashi brought. Shenemar chazak v'nis chazak be'adi manu. That was what Yoav was telling his brother Avishai, and he was telling that we should be mechazik ourselves when they were preparing for war. So the lashon of a chizuk that they needed chizuk. Also, they were the generals in the army, and they were needed chizuk. Okay, here's more of a tomer. Tzion azvani Hashem v'Hashem shachachani. The Klal Yisrael is saying to the Shbaruch Hu, you left us and you forgot about us. So the Gemara says, "Hainu azuva, hainu shalucha." But the lashon of leaving us is also the lashon of forgetting us. Why the double lashon? So it says the Gemara, "Amar Shlakish, Amar Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael saying in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what? Lifnei a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bruno Shalalum. Adam Nosei Ishal Ishta. A person is now marrying. He married to one woman, and he adds another woman. It sounds like he's not having enough from the first woman. So what does the Gemara say? Al Ishta Rishona Zocher Maisa Rishona. He's still going to remember the good deeds, even though the first woman will be very insulted that he took upon himself a second wife. Still, the first woman will still hope that all the good deeds that she does do, the husband's going to remember. However, Ata Azvani v'Shechachtani, the Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, not only did you take another wife, Ki'ilu, you left us, and also you forgot about us. You don't remember the good things that we did do. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu Biti. So Kadosh Baruch Hu responds now, Yobiz Mazalos, I have 12 constellations, the world, Barasi Barakia in the world, V'akol Mazal Mazal Barasi Lo Shlishim Chayel. I made 30 army commanders, V'akol Chayel Barasi Shloshim L'Gayim. And on all these 30 commanders, I also made 30 legayons. Rashi points out legayon, kirchon, and girsto, all the things we're going to mention, are shemos of sarad, the shemos of important people, important things. Ve'alkol legayon barasilo shloshim rahaton. Each of those I gave, again, lashon of importance, 30 rahatons. cartons. And all of those, I created another 30 cartons, again, Lashon Sra, of importance. And all of those, I built Shloshim Gistra, another 30 Gistras. Again, Lashon of importance. 365,000 stars. Keneged Yemos HaChama, these are all keneged the days of the year in the solar year. You think I forgot about you? I built all this beautiful world, the constellation, the stars, the earth, the whole solar system I built for you. You're telling me that I forgot about you? How could I forget about you? You guys are my beloved. Hatishkach Isha Ola. So the Gemara is a drasha now. Can a woman forget her baby? And Ola is the lesson of her baby. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Klum. I can forget all the korbanos, the rams, and all the things that you brought, petarechem, the first rooms that you brought me in the midbar. Amra lefanav. So the Klal Yisrael responds back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Maybe there's no forgetfulness. You'll also forget the cheta egel. Amra la v'gam eila tishkachani. Even those I'm going to forget about. Meaning there's no shichah of nechazim v'dech. You're not going to forget the egel. No, I will forget about the egel. Amra lefanav. So she said before Klal Yisrael, Ribono Shel Olam. Forget about the fact that we said Nasa ben Ishma and all the amazing things that happened on Har Sinai. Hashem says, no, I'm never going to forget about this. So the Gemara is learning a similar drasha. Gam elo tishkachana, even these will be forgotten. Zem maisa egel, Hashem is going to forget about the maisa egel, and I'm not going to forget about that's maisa sina, similar drush to what we had before. Chasidim arishon meishom sha'achas, they would sit for 1 hour before they daven. Says the Gemara, minan amile, how do I know that there's a practice the person is supposed to wait before davening and think about davening? I'm a shuvan levi, I'm a krab, ashrei yoshrei vesecha. Is praiseworthy those who are in your house. And then what does it say right afterwards? And then odi aluchasel, only then will they praise you. That's what Rashi points out, that's drasha. So a person is supposed to sit in davening, and then, meaning sit and think about it, sit in your house, and then only praise you and daven. A person who davens is also supposed to wait even for an hour after the pasuk says the righteous will give thanks to you and then the upright will wait in your presence. They'll wait around. So obviously lashon that they're waiting after giving thanks, they're going to wait around in the shul. And the Rambam writes, so what's the whole purpose? That does show that the tefillah is not a muscle. You love davening, you're not rushing out of there. You're even willing to wait a whole hour after the davening. So it says the Gemara, Tanim Mehalchem, Espal Tzarech Shiyah Shadachas Kodim Tzvasa. A person is supposed to daven for an hour before his tefillah. Sha'achas Akha Tzvasa, and also an hour after his davening, he's supposed to wait around. Kodim Tzvasa Menayin, how do I know before? Shnemar Asher Shavisecha. La'achar Tzvasa Menayin, Dechsev, Achta Dekim Yod Shmecha, Yishav Hashem Espanecha. The Braisa supported this Amorek statement that we said before. Continues Gemara now, Tanar Rabbanim. Chasidim Rasham Yoshon Sha'achas, Mispalan Sha'achas. So the Chasidim Rishonim used to daven for an hour. They used to prepare themselves for an hour, daven for an hour, and then wait an hour after davening. So it says Gemara. They're davening for 9 hours a day. So the Rabbeinu points out that Shoen Sha'achas in the Mishnah is also lashon, and not just sometimes Sha'achas means like a moment. Here it means a full fledged hour. We're assuming they were davening for 9 hours. So how could they work and how could they accomplish anything in Torah learning? They're only learning for a very little amount of time in the day. So it says Gemara. Al mitoch Shachasidim im Torah. We see that since they were chassidim, they're so holy and they're pious, then their work would be done, and also their Torah, they would remember everything they learned. They wouldn't have to do as much chazar, I guess. They wouldn't have to learn as much. We see that person's learning is supposed to get them to do that. You remember the whole Kol Torah Kula. And the best way, if you do it through tefillah, then obviously that your Torah will be nishmar as well. Continues Gemara, Melech Shoah Shlomo Lo Yishevenu. If the king asks you how you're doing, even then you don't respond to him. Afilu Melech Shoah Shlomo Lo Yishevenu. Says Gemara, Amar of Yosef, this only applies to Malchai Yisrael, because they're not going to kill you. But Malchai Akum Posek, then you would stop because he might kill you if you don't respond. Says the Gemara, Mesive Wesakasha, Mispalvara Anas Kibak Kenegda. One is davening and he sees like a mafia man next to him. Ra Karn Bakanegda, or he sees a wagon coming. Zim Loya Masik El Mekatseva Ola. He doesn't interrupt, rather, he should shorten his mona Esther, so we see that you don't interrupt. Says the Gemara, Lokasha, no. Had Efshar, Lakatzer, Had Efshar, Lakatzer, there's another gear of loya kasha lekatzer that's hemshech lebasik. Either way, it means that with the ability to shorten it, you should v'imlav posik. However, if you don't have the ability, then we pass like Rav Yosef that you would stop. Okay, we'll stop for over here. Adkan for today.